3 here at the finals of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, TC will join us in a few minutes, along with the coach, Kevin Cochran. But right now, we're trying to put medals on these young men as we get to the 3A semi consolation and finals here in the third round of this final round of the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Joe, did you go to bed with your running shoes on because you had to sleep fast?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have to sleep near as fast as you, though, Jason. I stayed right up here in Des Moines, Iowa. Nice little bungalow at the Hotel Fort Des Moines. And you made it down to Monroe County, got back safe, got the coach's corner in today. Great show this morning. That's awesome.
Well, thanks for listening, brother.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that. Hey, we're going to have a great day of wrestling here. It's the medals matches today, folks. We've got the consolations coming out here at the 106-pounders, 3A, 2A, and 1A. All three sections are going to be going at the same time.
Now, are we doing, I think we're doing 3A first. Is that correct? And we're going to stay on the 8 mats, and this is going to come down to 3 mats. So not only do we finalize our standings, but these mats will start to disappear, those infamous final 3 mats. Joe, I'll tell you what, it really doesn't get any better than this. As I was talking with Coach this morning, as we're underway here in 3A action, and we'll get you the updates here at 3A, no Southern Iowa wrestlers on the mat at this very moment. But really, when you stand on the podium and you're one of the top 8 in your weight class in the state of Iowa, you are truly among the very best of the best. This is the hotbed of wrestling in the entire country, maybe in the entire world.
Well, and they had it in the Des Moines Register. They took a poll today, and the high school tournament that they thought was the most relevant, most important, is right here today. It's the wrestling tournament. They had some deal called March Madness was even higher than this. I don't know what that tournament's all about.
Well, I love basketball. I love the feeling of tournament, but honestly, they're really... To have it crammed in 3 days, 16, the top 16 of each weight class right here, one venue, it doesn't get any better than this. And I'm a basketball guy that grew up playing basketball that, in a wrestler's body. Probably should have wrestled, but this truly is one of the unique sporting events. We are so blessed to be able to cover it in the way that we are given the ability to cover this wrestling tournament. And high above the mats like this in high fidelity, it is truly
And we've got some great Southern Iowa wrestlers that are going to be getting medals at this 2015 championships, and some chances for championships, too. You know, got Carter Isley there for the Albia Blue Demons, Bauer from Southeast Warren.
Got DeYoung. And we're
talking Skyler
about
DeYoung. DeYoung from Oskaloosa.
They're right there. Those coaches gave all the coaches in Southern Iowa, DeYoung did, a coaching point, because he was against the wall. His back was against the mat early on that opening period. Got a 5-point move put on him. Nearly got stuck, but got
scored
off.
Scored the next 6 points unanswered and win 6-5.
And how about the upset of Erickson earlier on in the tournament? Erickson, Iowa recruit, the top wrestler in his weight class, had a 16 to 5
11-point win. Yeah, 11-point
lead.
Got pinned. And we saw an upset last night. Our very own Jaron Glosser, top-ranked, or one of the top-ranked wrestlers, for sure favored to win the match that he went down by the score of 9-8. And we're hoping Jaron Glosser has a great bounce back here and competes for the third-place points for the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets.
Well, let's take a look at some of the action going on right now in the 3A 106 Consolation Semifinals. Marcus England of Prairie City or Prairie or Cedar Rapids is out in front of a Gage Pirin of Southeast Polk. Zach Price, that's the name that we covered at the 106. Zach is trailing Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson, Council Bluff. And that is the other 106 Consolation Semi. 113, the Consolation Semi. And these wrestlers now are trying to set themselves up for a chance for third and fourth place. Zane Mulder of Dallas Center Grimes is out in front of Nate Lint of Southeast Polk. And that's at 113. Also at 113, the Consolation Semifinals is Brendan Baker of Cedar Rapids Jefferson taking on Austin Yant of Waverly Shell Rock. No score there, just underway.
120-pounders, Class 3A in from Fort Dodge. These wrestlers are going to be trying to get to go to the third and fourth place match. It'll be Eric Birnbaum. He's a senior. and he's up against Nolan Romanenko from Cedar Rapids Kennedy, also at 120. Tanner Roeder from Iowa City West, he is in a 3-0 contest leading Noah Ajram from Linmar Merriam. At 126 pounds in the Constellation semifinals, once again, winners will go for the third and fourth place match, and the losers go down and will compete for fifth and sixth. Cedar Rapids Prairie, a great year for Sam Utoff. He's leading 7-0 over Darian Collins from Pleasant Valley. And then at 126 pounds also, Joel Shapiro, he trails 0-5 on his 126-pound Class 3A opponent, Jackson Gallagher from Bettendorf.
Well, one of the blessings that we have up here and covering Southern Iowa wrestlers is that we have so many doggone good wrestlers, and we get some of the best interviews. And it doesn't get any better than this one right here. Bradley Irwin is in the house, a young man from Centerville. Wow, what a ride. You know, watching you in sectionals, you absolutely look like a confident wrestler that had one thing in mind, and that was a Saturday night visit to Wells Fargo Arena, and it just carried all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, started after Southern Iowa Classic, the last home season tournament of the year. My coaches has told me all year that I've had the ability to be in the state championship bout, and my confidence is boosted after that weekend. I beat a pretty good well opponent that weekend for the third time that week, and I made some changes to my wrestling style. I'm just getting more aggressive after it, and I'm glad I'm wrestling tonight.
Well, congratulations, Bradley, and we're really looking forward to you down Centerville country, Albia country, all over Southern Iowa. And your plans after tonight, what are you going to do after you graduate high school? What do you have planned there?
I think I'm going to go wrestle at college at Central in Pella. Hopefully, I mean, their team's looking good. I think we can be national champions as a team next year. I'm planning on wrestling 141.
Well, 132-pounder, Bradley, you've been the aggressor the entire tournament. How much of that is your mindset to go out and set the tempo and be the aggressor and be assertive?
My game plan every match is to just go out there and be on my offense. If I'm on my offense, no one can beat me in the state.
Well, that's the attitude that you got to have, Bradley, and it has been a ton of fun watching you break down through that bracket. And looking at your finals opponent tonight, have you ever wrestled him in summertime? Any experience with
this? When I was a kid, I wrestled when I was a kid. I don't know how it went, but my dad said that yesterday that we wrestled when we were a kid.
How much does it really matter about who you're wrestling at this point? You know, people spend a lot of time thinking about their opponent and trying to prepare for their opponent, but I found that sometimes it's not the opponent that I'm really fighting with, it's me.
Yeah, you know, that last match, the semifinal match, I had way more nerves coming into it than any other match. And that kid was, I mean, he's a quality opponent, but I didn't stay in my offense as much as I did the past match, but I got the job done to make the state final bout. And if I just keep my offense going like the first two matches, I think I'll be just fine in the state finals match.
We're joined here in the 96.7 KIIC broadcast booth by finalist Bradley Irwin from the Centerville Big Reds. And Bradley, you got a big job for you tonight. You get done with that job. What's your favorite restaurant? Where are you going to go have dinner after the?
Jethro's.
Jethro's. You can Jethro's. Get full of Jethro's, can't you?
Yes, if they're open, hopefully.
Well, you one thing, Travis Zappel, I was talking with him. You know, one of the things that a wrestler has to think about, and particularly when you get up here and you definitely don't want to miss weight, is weight. You haven't had no problem with that.
First day, pound under. After my wrestling, I was 3 pounds under. I went and ate. Next day is a pound under again. This morning, I woke up and I was only 0.1 under. But then when I got here, after just waiting for an hour, I was a pound under again.
Well, not having to think about that it leaves you just to think about wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I've been drinking Gatorades all day, every day.
Brad, they've been watching you here at the tournament, and the aggression and the tempo that you've brought to every match has been phenomenal. What have you been doing in order to keep that stamina going and being able to bring that tempo and bring that aggression?
I've been wrestling. I'm going twice a day. I got my conditioning up to a point where I had to keep the high pace, because if I just keep on just shooting, moving the guy, the kid's going to eventually break. He won't be able to hang with my condition. And I'm one of the best well-conditioned wrestlers. You know, it's all about mental. I mean, I'm just breaking through my mental point is to push the pace to the quite to the end.
Well, congratulations, Bradley Irwin, and we'll be rooting for you up here high above the mats tonight in your 132-pound championship match.
All right, thanks.
Do you stick around and watch all the wrestling?
Yeah, I'm going to stick around and watch some of it, and then I'm going to go relax a little bit.
Well, how awesome is it? You know, you look around the arena and look around the competitors and Southern Iowa wrestlers, the guys that iron sharpens iron. Man, there's some really good wrestling in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, Eddyville, I mean, they're looking pretty tough. It was kind of sad that Jaron didn't make the finals. I mean, it was a heartbreaking match for him. I mean, it just made me sick to my stomach what was happening in that match for him. Because, I mean, the past 2 weeks, it's on the postseason. I've been practicing with him a lot, and he's been going super hard. He's been wrestling way better than he shows.
Well, Bradley, we're so proud of you. I know Centerville's proud of you. All of Southern Iowa's proud of you. And go out tonight, have fun, and just wrestle.
Yep, thanks.
Bradley Irwin, the outstanding 132-pound finalist here at Wells Fargo Arena. We're going to bring that to you on the historic three mats that will be the Iowa State High School Wrestling Finals. And we'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity on your sports leader, KIIC.
Are you ready to make the switch? At Community First Credit Union, we have a checking account with all the right features for you. Whether you're interested in a CFirst free checking account or our premium checking account, members choose us for our truly competitive products and services. And when you open a CFirst checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your old checks and debit cards. Apply online today at c1stcu.com and make the switch to CFirst. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Spring is right around the corner, and Quality Ag is ready to serve all your farming needs. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose is your locally owned source for all your seed, fertilizer, and pesticides. Let Quality Ag be your hired hand. Get a jump start on your spring work by having Quality Ag custom apply your fertilizer and herbicide programs. Give them a call or stop in to discuss how they can serve your operation. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose. Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
AgriVision, your John Deere dealer, works hard to provide everything for your land. And in turn, they want to help you save money. That's why the oil and filter sale is a February favorite. It's your chance to save 15% on in-stock filters and 10% on in-stock oil containers, all with the AgriVision guarantee. Learn more at AgriVision, your John Deere dealer, and AgriVision.us. Offer does not include bulk oil. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details. Offer valid until February 28, 2015.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
And we're back at Wells Fargo Arena, home of the 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Live coverage for you here on 96.7 KIIC in the live stream on KIICradio.com. Home of exclusive interviews, exclusive coverage, and all the live action from your Southern Iowa sports leader. And joined here in the broadcast booth with Travis Zappel. And Travis, great interview that you guys got there with Bradley Irwin. And nice young gentleman going to compete for the Centerville Big Reds tonight and try to bring home some gold.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. And, you know, Bradley comes in here with, you know, got a few losses on the season, but he's been to some big high-caliber tournaments, and he's faced some high-caliber opponents. He hasn't wrestled Reed this year. Look for that to be a big matchup for him tonight. And as physical as he's been in this tournament, and he is really wrestling good right now, look for that to be a really good match for Bradley Irwin tonight.
Right now on the mat, we've got the Class 3A competitors that are consolation semifinalists. The winners of these matches that are being competed right now will go for the third and fourth place medals in the afternoon session. And the ones that come out with fewer points will go for fifth and sixth. So pretty exciting time here for the team deal. A lot of implications for the team points, and included in that, it's Bettendorf. They're trying to work their way up into a position where they can try to catch up with Southeast Polk. Southeast Polk's kind of had their way with Class 3A this year. Valley West Des Moines, they've got a couple of wrestlers out there. Got a really good match going right now on mat number three, and that's Jacob Woodward. He's a senior from Bettendorf. He's tied up with Matt Malcolm from Glenwood with a minute to go in the third period. That one's all knotted up at 4-4. And for you wrestling fans, we'll bring that one to you right now. And right now we've got Malcolm on the top position. He's covering Jacob Woodward. Now Woodward with a stand-up. Woodward stand-up. He leads now 5-4 with 58 seconds to go in this Class 3A 152-pound consolation semifinal. Woodward from Bettendorf with the 5-4 lead. Now Woodward in there on a single leg. Good sprawl there by Malcolm. And Malcolm sprawls, gets around, shucks, and spins behind. And now it's Malcolm with a two-point takedown with 39 seconds to go. He leads 6-5. And now Malcolm trying to work a twist on Bettendorf's Jacob Woodward. Tries to tilt, can't get him turned over long enough. There was just a one count there on that brief shoulder exposure. And no points awarded for the near fall. Now Malcolm from Glenwood getting a little bit out of position. Could be a reversal here for Jacob Woodward. It is a reversal for Woodward, and Woodward's got a headlock locked up, trying to get back points. He's got the two-point reversal, makes the score 7-6. Bettendorf's Jacob Woodward gets the lead with 5 seconds to go. Woodward trying to hang on. Now Woodward still in control, and time expires as Matt Malcolm is about to get a reversal, and the officials are conferring. They wave off the reversal points, and it is a 7-6 win for Jacob Woodward. And we're going to have all kinds of exciting matches for that, like that, for you all day today, folks.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of consolation action here this morning, and be bringing you Lake Lawless here after a bit. We got Hunter Johnston coming to you here after a bit. We got some Eddyville Blakesburg kids there. Lots of Southern Iowa wrestling coming to you here this morning.
Tough Marshalltown 170-pounder that got past John Mullaney. Josh Edel, he's out there on the mat right now against Quaylen Phillips from Waterloo East. And that match is scoreless, just underway in the first period. Also competing right now from Clinton, it's Dylan Chase. He's up against Casey Crawford from Indianola. That match just underway. And we'll bring you that match here. It's Crawford from Indianola versus Chase from Clinton. Chase out there on his feet, gets in on a single leg, works around the back. Crawford hips out, tries to get off the mat. Chase stays right with it, gets down on an ankle pick, elevates, and pulls him back and brings him down inside the circle, and he will get the two-point takedown. Dylan Chase from Clinton on top of Casey Crawford from Indianola, 2-0 here at 170 pounds. First period action. Wrestlers are working hard right now. Chase puts crossbody in on the left side, breaks down Crawford. Crawford tries to get off of his belly, gets up, working hard. Crawford
He'll get to his knees. Now he gets to his base. Now deep waist ride in there by Chase from Clinton. Chase with the deep waist, but he's a little bit too high. Crawford, with 10 seconds to go, going to try to come out the back door. Now Chase gets the leg in and has got a tilt going. A tilt going in the final 6 seconds. And does he tilt him long enough to get three back points or just two? It is three. Dylan Chase with the tilt on Casey Crawford as time expires. It looked like Crawford was going to be able to come out the back and the bottom and was unable to get that done. And Chase stuck the leg in, got the tilt going, and got a three-point near fall. Probably one of those moves where 10 more seconds, Crawford gets out and gets a reversal or maybe even better. Crawford will start second period in the down position for Indianola. Indianola Indians listening in on 96.7. They're inside the great big footprint that is KIIC 96.7.
I'm coming in, and our friend out here, the gatekeeper, was out here. We've interviewed him several times. And
Richard,
and the young lady that's sitting out there with him. We start talking, and I said, I was telling Richard that he was a star on the radio. And And the lady said, well, what station? And I said, 96.7. She goes, oh, that's my husband's favorite. We have to fight it all the time to get it in. And she said, the only thing you can do is help get a booster up here in Des Moines. They listen. They love the classic country music. She went on and on and how he's listening to us right now, and she had no idea that's who we were.
Did you tell her about KIICradio.com and the Thunderbolt app?
Yes. I got a little break out there. I was showing her the app on the phone, and so that's his good stuff.
Well, I was able to catch up with Skyler DeYoung's dad yesterday afternoon, and he was telling me about how the people over in Oskaloosa really enjoy listening to our wrestling and the broadcast that we bring to them. You know, being from Oskaloosa and the coverage that we from Albia give Oskaloosa, and he was really thankful for the job that we've done.
Well, we love bringing it to him.
Absolutely. And we're thankful to keep bringing great wrestlers up here, too.
we got a great setup up here. Joe Millies does a great job getting us set up with the Iowa High School Athletic Association here at Wells Fargo. Dylan Chase was a buzzsaw from Clinton, and he got Casey Crawford on his back. Crawford started in the down position in the second period, and it was a half Nelson that turned over Crawford, and Chase gets the pin in 3 minutes and 3 seconds against Crawford from Indianola. So Crawford will be going for fifth and sixth place points, and Chase from Clinton will be in the Consolation Championship.
Again, these first rounds of the Consolation Semifinals, Joe, are for the positioning for these wrestlers. They either rest for third or fourth, which they'll hear a little bit later, or fifth or sixth. And we're going to have then the 2A followed up with the 3A, followed by the 1A in the same scenario. Then we'll come back, and we're going to have a lot of our wrestlers in that next round, probably around noon. That'll be the medals round. We'll actually start to put the medals on these young men.
And it's going to be a great day of wrestling. We'll be here till probably 1:30 or 2 o'clock this afternoon with those medals rounds. And then we'll have a nice break. And when we come back tonight, it will be the finals. And nothing like finals night. It is a grand parade. All of the competitors will be here with their warm-ups on. And there will be the grand marshal. And this year's grand marshal, I believe, is a former four-time state champion.
We're also four-timers. We'll have to catch up with Dan Cool and talk with him about the four-time opportunities that are tonight. We'll get an interview with him. And got an interview with Bradley Irwin. We'll hear his game plan tonight. We'll try to interview all the wrestlers that are going to go on the mats here in these finals and get his game plan for what he's going to have to get done. And TZ, I tell you what, I really appreciate you going out and grabbing Bradley. He is such a neat young man.
We're going to have lots of Southern Iowa wrestlers that are in the championship side that will be wrestling tonight too, Jason. That will be going for that gold medal. So,
want to make a couple of distinctions here. Nathan Fritz from Sigourney High School was the winner this year of the Iowa Bankers Association Student Athlete Achievement Award in wrestling. So everybody from Sigourney needs to know and all around Southern Iowa. Nathan Fritz from Sigourney High School is the athlete that was awarded. It recognizes a student athlete that not only excels in wrestling, but also in the classroom and in the community. And he won a $1,000 scholarship, and that'll be given to him during the wrestling tournament tonight.
Well, guys, one of the things I want to just plant a seed into all of our listeners who are listening back in Southern Iowa, and we know that you've got us on in your businesses, in your cars, in your homes, and that's been really exciting to hear all the people talk about how they've had the radio on the entire tournament. But one of the things we're going to do for our listeners and for their programs, kind of a brainstorm idea I had on the way up here, we'll use the Southern Iowa Technology text line to help raise some money in honor of these programs. We'll have these programs for each of our Southern Iowa wrestlers. We'll have an opportunity on the Southern Iowa Technology text line during the finals tonight for our listeners to win a program. We'll try to get autographed by one of the athletes, and we'll see if we can auction that off for each of their programs.
Well, that's a great idea.
And we'll give that money. Those monies will be donated directly. Won't come to KIC. We'll have you directly to donate that money to each of those programs. And in reflection of that, we'll have a program to auction off for each of the wrestlers in the finals. And we'll have more information. That's why you need to plug in this phone number, 641-799-1437. And we're going to give away a bunch of prizes. We've got some other programs to give away during the broadcast throughout today and tonight on your sports leader, KIC.
Class 3A is competing right now. They're still on the mat.
You and me are never lost for words, buddy. You know?
I was just figuring out who the Grand March leader is, and they've got four of them this year, and that made it a little bit confusing. I was trying to figure out who they were, but it's going to be the Grand March leaders are Mac Ryder, C.J. Edelson. C.J. Edelson, not a name that maybe everybody would know, but he's a four-time gold medal winner. Jay Borschel and Daniel LeClaire. And they are the 2015 Hall of Fame inductees, and they are going to be escorts of the Grand March this year as we come into tonight. So that'll be pretty good. They got a pretty good profile. They were they all had four championships. They have had some imposing high school credentials, 673 wins against nine losses for those four guys. That's pretty good winning percentage.
Yeah, that's getting it done.
And 437 of them by pin, so that's 100 pins apiece. I don't think I had a... that's pretty good. That's pretty darn good. So that'll be some wrestling gold for you there, wrestling gold.
Glenn Wood.
Glenn Wood was our own Glenn Wood from Southern Iowa. He's a Centerville boy, champion from Centerville. He's the Iowa High School Athletic Association official of the year, and he gets into the Hall of Fame this year.
It's a tremendous accomplishment for him. All-around athlete at Centerville, and he was the team's wrestling captain and state qualifier in 1977 after attending Indian Hills Community College. His love of the sport led him to officiate in 1980s where his career started. So congratulations to him being the inductee for the Iowa High School Athletic Association Officials Hall of Fame.
33 years in there for Glenwood. That's quite an accomplishment, and the officials have done a real good job here at this year's 2015 Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships.
From Centerville, and lives currently in Oskaloosa, and congratulations to him.
A little bit of an upset yesterday. Gable Sieperda from Central Line George Little Rock was upset in his semifinal match. He's out there, freshman. Ranked first, but he was undefeated coming into this. 50 wins against no losses. He's now a 50-1 freshman. He's up against Noah Fry in Class 2A at 106 as we move into these Class 2A matches. So that's the first Class 2A match that we've got on the mat right now. The rest of them are all 3A matches. And we'll bring you that Sieperda match here on mat number 7. And they're getting ready to start it. Sieperdoff from Central Line George Little Rock.
He's
first period.
Yeah, no scored. He's young, 106 pounders. Lots of freshmen you'll see in that 106 weight class.
Sieperdoff on their feet, working through the positioning, pummeling, shot in there by Sieperdoff. Nice back out by his opponent, Fry from New Hampton. And good sprawl there by Fry. Fry from New Hampton, he's having a good year. He's wanting to go for those third-place points. He's not out there wrestling like he's an underdog against some kid that's already won 50 matches. He says, hey, I've won 44 myself. That's not horrible. Yeah.
You know, 50 matches, you take that in a four-year career. Oh, buddy.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right, still no score here at 106 pounds. Wrestlers on their feet, getting ready to conclude this first period.
Wonder if the Malloy family listening in from the tractor radio while bedding down the barn. Go
hey,
Rockets.
Great neighbors for Quality Ag Service there. I want to say hi to Debbie and Terry. Thanks for listening in on 96.7 as we go to the second period at 106 pounds, Class 2A, Constellation semifinal. Gable Sieperdaw will take down for Central Lion George. He's covered by New Hampton's Noah Fry. Now Fry gets out front. Sieperdaw trying to get a stand-up, gets his hips under him, and now Sieperdaw gets a sit-out, and he faces and escapes Noah Fry from New Hampton for the first point of the match. It's Gable Sieperdaw from Central Lion George Little Rock with the 1-0 lead on his feet at 106 pounds with a one-point lead. Other matches currently being competed. It's Class 3A matches all across the board, 195-pounders, 220-pounders, and the super heavyweights on the mat in Class 3A. Only open mat with a Class 2A wrestler. That's our 2A match with Gable Sieperdaw from Central Lion and Noah Fry from Little Rock. Those two wrestlers on their feet in a 1-0 contest favored by Sieperdaw. He is in on a single leg. 40 seconds to go in that match in the second period.
At 106 in the 2A class a little later on this morning, probably closer to noon. Gabe Rupke of Sheraton will be wrestling for a seventh-place finish. We'll have that match for you a little bit later on this morning, probably.
All right. Hey, got a text that Mike Gray said a great turnout for last night's Knights of Columbus Fish Fry, and he wanted to thank everybody that listened in on 96.7 and came out and supported the Knights of Columbus last night. So on behalf of
Darlene, Mike Gray...
She sent us a picture text.
That was delightful. I'll tell you what, I was left here starving.
Yeah, you're going to get fed if you go to the KC Hall on Friday night. They don't back off the portions at all.
Well, Joe Millage, as I'm getting ready to leave that final session, I think felt a little sorry for me, so he bought me a hot dog. Hot dog with bacon underneath it and cheese on top of it, and with a little bit of IBS, that doesn't go very well.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I was looking forward to some of that KC fish fry stuff.
We're going to go to the third period with a score still 3-0 for Sieperdaw. He leads at 106 pounds, and he will cover his opponent, Noah Fry from New Hampton. And we got a stall call against Sieperdaw here now. So with 1:36 to go, Sieperdaw not doing enough to make the official satisfied. So Sieperdaw now gets in on a deep waist and then just decides to cut him. That ties the score up with a minute and a half to go. Pretty good Constellation semifinal match coming for you here at 106 pounds, folks.
Well, these matches here, these wrestlers have two more contests. This one and then another one to follow. And getting third place here, boy, that is a...
That's big on the points.
That's a big thing.
These wrestlers could get as low as sixth and as high as third, and that's a big swing on the team score deal. And I'm sure that all these competitors, including Brennan Swafford from Minneapolis, are going to be coming out here in just a moment at 120 pounds, Class 2A.
When we go to 1A, we're going to have quite a few wrestlers that will be in this same circumstance. Southeast Warren trying to get a top three finish. They'll take home hardware if they get that done. So it's going to be some real important matches here this morning for Southeast Warren a little bit later on here in 1A coverage.
There's a shot in there by Fry from Hampton. He's in on Gable Sieperdaw on a single leg. Sieperdaw with the whizzer. It's a 1-1 tie with 30 seconds to go. Sieperdaw puts the whizzer in on the right side. But it's Fry in deep on that single leg. Oh, good whizzer there. And Sieperdaw is trying to whizzer out of that single leg. Fry drops back down, gets onto the ankle. Sieperdaw's whizzer not as effective, so he tries to sprawl and get a crossface in. Really good move there by Sieperdaw. Now he tries to reach over the back and grab the ankle. He does. But it's still Fry in there on the single leg. Fry gets a little bit out of position there, but gets his hips under him. And with 2 seconds to go, Sieperdaw goes down. It is Fry with the takedown at the last second.
Wow.
Sieperdaw trying to fight it off with a whizzer.
And that clock ticked to zero, Joe, just as you said, takedown. And, wow, that is an awesome finish there.
Two losses in a row for Seperdaw there. And after 50 wins in a row, I'd say his mental state probably not exactly where his coaches wanted it out there on the mat today.
Yeah, you go an entire season. And I thought about listening to Jaron Glasser last night on the way home and knowing how such a tremendous young man he is and a fierce competitor. And you go all season and you have only one thing in mind. And my heart just really went out to him because I know that he had to have a pretty heavy heart last night. But to go an entire season and then get here and you get your only loss, that's a tough thing.
That's a tough thing, and, you know, it's part of what makes wrestlers tough. The Des Moines Register poll today, if you read into the article, they infer that Iowans feel like wrestling is a hard sport and Iowa is a hard-working state, and that wrestling embodies what they think
it's
that
the
Iowa is.
Of Iowa.
Yeah, it's just wrestling is what Iowa is. Right now we've got Iowa wrestler Brennan Swafford from Mediapolis on his, he's got a reversal here to tie the score at 2-2 in the first period. Swafford is covering Brandon Meyer from Crestwood. Crestwood with some championship hopes here as a team. They were dashed a little bit in the semifinals round, but they still are a top five team here at the Class 2A in the team standings. We'll go to the second period in that 120-pound match. Brennan Swafford from Mediapolis. We saw him at the district. He is tied 2-2.
You know, we talk about what the athletes go through, and how about the parents and the grandparents? And speaking of grandparents, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, my dear friend, I just love her, and she is a great grandma, and that is Blanche Riley, and she wants to wish her Iceman, Carter Isley, good luck on his match tonight from and Lou Sweeney down in Del Rio, Texas.
Sent that.
Yes, and they're consistently on the web listening to us and on their smartphone, and we are so thankful to have them along down
great
in Del Rio,
listeners.
Texas.
Great listeners. And I'll tell you what, that's something a lot of people don't have is a great-grandma. Carter's a lucky man to have that. That's a great thing.
Well, his grandma is younger than I am. Teresa Riley. And Teresa and Harold are tremendous people, and there's no doubt that there's no doubt in why he's such a great young man, Carter Isley. He's been absolutely raised right, hardworking family, and good Hawkeye fans, by the way, too. I just want to make sure you.
Yeah, I see that, Barn. Brennan Swafford's out there now. He gets the escape in the second period. He started in the down position. He leads now 3-2. He's in on double leg, and he's got that double leg elevated. Good job there with a whizzer by Mayer from Crestwood. Crestwood, he whizzers out of it, but he's still out of position a little bit. No points awarded yet. If Swafford can get his arm loose, he's going to be able to get this takedown. But a great whizzer in there by Mayer. And now Swafford finally pulls his arm out of the whizzer and gets back on the hips. He leads now 5-2. Brennan Swafford, just a freshman at 120 pounds. I think we're going to be seeing more of him, Albia and Centerville and Fairfield and Southern Iowa. That southeast corner Iowa juggernaut, Mediapolis, is reloading this year. They've got several freshmen that are wrestling up here at the state meet. There's a chicken wing there by Swafford. He got out of position and got reversed. That's a 5-4 contest now.
Well, these programs like Mediapolis and Creston, and you got through Albion and Centerville, the really good programs just keep reloading. And, you know, they'll have their moments when you have a high concentration of tremendous athletes come through, but the really good programs, the aforementioned, they can continue to develop great wrestlers.
It starts with the Pee Wee program. You got to make it fun, but you got to teach the kids that there's work to it. And then as they graduate into the middle grades, it becomes
a little more serious,
a little more work. And then when you get to the high school level, you got to decide what's your goal. Do you want to have wrestling be a vehicle to stay in shape and look good for the girls? Or do you want it to be a vehicle to make you a man, make you a better person, and teach you the lessons in life of losing and winning based on preparation and hard work going into your task?
Don't you think that transition you just talked about, where you make it a lot about fun really early, and then as you get a little bit older, make it a lot about fun, and then a little more about work, and then when they get into junior high, a little more about work, that when work now becomes fun, they start to understand. I know that you work really hard. I like to think that I work really hard. I love to work out, and you start to realize work is joyful.
Oh yeah, it's a great life if you get a good job that you have fun going to every day, no doubt about it. Hey, we've got a couple Swofford boys out here right now. It's Shea Swofford at 126 pounds. He's also out there, and I missed the start of that match, but he is dominating in the beginning of the second period. He's leading by the score of 9-2, and he's got his opponent from Roland Story, Parker Withoon, rolled up into a cradle, and I think he's going to be able to get some more back points out of that.
Just have to roll that over and sit back with it.
His brother Brandon Swofford now trails by the score of 5-9 after a big four-point move there by Brandon Mayer from Crestwood. And there's just 30 seconds left in that one. So Brandon Swofford, the freshman, in the down position, trailing by four for Mediapolis. His brother Shea Swofford leading by seven as we go to the third period. It's an 11-2 lead there for Shea Swofford. He's the junior, and his freshman brother is trailing by four.
Bryce Everson of Comanche taking on Nick Rounds in 2A 126 consolation. He's out in front 4-3. Also in 2A at 126, Parker with them taking on Chase Swofford, as Joe just mentioned there. And Swofford continues to dominate there 11-2. The other 2A 126 contest is in the books. Or that is the two semis. 132 is Nathan Mackey of Ballard out in front 6-1 over Hampton Dumont's Carter Barkma. 6-1 the score there at 132. And then the other 132 consolation semi, Chase Leinard, is tied at zero with Wyatt Thompson of Crescent Orient Maxburg.
Another Mediapolis wrestler is going to take the mat, as Brennan Swofford does have a defeat. He'll be going for fifth place points this afternoon. It's Mason Buster. He's out there against Trevor Harsh from ADM, and he's on the mat adjacent to the one where his teammate is taking care of business. That's Shea Swofford with the 11-2 lead with a minute to go in his 126-pound consolation semifinal. And it's a 138-pound match for Mason Buster. He's got 50 wins on the year against five losses. He's going up against a senior from ADM, Trevor Harsh, 39-4.
Shea Swofford goes to the third period, 11-2. Final 105 at 126 for Swofford of Mediapolis, the junior.
Mason Buster takes the mat. He's got the green leg bands on. Wrestling down low. Very low center of gravity for Mason Buster. Right front, right hand out front, touching the mat. Left knee on the mat. Down there like a cat. He's got that right hand on the mat. Very low center of gravity. Harsh reaches out, puts the hand on the head, takes a swipe at him. That brings Buster's right hand off the mat and onto the legs of Harsh. Works a single to a double. Whizzer in there now by Harsh. Now Harsh reaches behind, grabs through the legs. Inside position here for Mason Buster, and he should be able to get around if he can do it without going off the mat. And he does. Gets the two-point takedown. Mason Buster, nifty little single to double, and gets the 2 points. And now we go off the mat. 2-0, Buster on top for Mediapolis.
Well, his counterpart, Shea Swofford of Mediapolis, really dominating in his contest. 13 seconds to go. He's going to get a win and go to third place contest. They'll take on a little bit later on here, but he's out in front now 12-3.
Another match of interest. Somebody from Albion might be interested in. Colin and Mark Herbold. That's a Red Oak family there. Mark grew up in Red Oak. His father is a veterinarian there. Tanner Mertz from Red Oak is in the 145-pound consolation semifinal with Adam Benzing from Walk-On, and we'll try to keep you guys updated on that one. That one just underway. It's Mertz from Red Oak, Benzing from Walk-On. Here at 138, Mason Buster has a 2-1 lead now. He cuts Trevor Harsh here with 30 seconds to go in the first period. 2-1, Buster over Harsh from ADM.
Swofford from Mediapolis does get the win. He's in the finals, in the consolation finals. Going for third place.
Front headlock here by Mason Buster. He hips off the mat, and he and Trevor Harsh from ADM will get back to the center and restart this thing with 14 seconds to go in the first period. Not a lot of scoring in that first period, but it's pretty exciting. Buster really has a low center of gravity. He likes to keep that right hand down. The ADM kid just puts his hand on the forehead of Buster, pushes him around there, and just before Buster shoots in for a single leg, we've got a whistle for the end of the period. Garrett Jay from Grinnell is going to take the mat in his 152-pound consolation semifinal. He'll be up against Zach Bruns from North Fayette Valley. So at 152 pounds, it's Jay from Grinnell, Bruns from North Fayette Valley. That Red Oak kid, Tanner Mertz, he's tied up 2-2 against Adam Benzing from Walk-On. That match just going into the second period.
Garrett Jay, 46-2. And with the win here, we'll have an opportunity to get a little bit higher on that stand. Trying to get to that third and fourth place contest. Take place a little bit later on this afternoon. No score, just underway, Zach Bruns of North Fayette Valley.
Mason Buster covers Trevor Harse from ADM to start the second period, and Harse wastes no time getting the stand-up escape to tie it 2-2. So Buster with the early takedown, that's his 2 points. A pair of escapes for Trevor Harse from ADM, that's his 2 points. So it doesn't look like Mason Buster going to be able to hold Harse down, see how he does against him on their feet.
50 seconds into Garrett Jay's of Grinnell's contest. No score, 152. Really no shots of any mentioning in that first minute of action.
Mertz from Red Oak leads 4-2. He had his opponent from Walk-On turned over and got a couple of back points there. He leads now 4-2. He's covering his opponent, Adam Benzing, from Walk-On in the second period.
Here's a shot by Jay for Grinnell. It's going to be sprawled out there by Bruns of North Fayette Valley, and Jay will not be able to score on this one. 18 seconds go, first period, no score here at 152.
Buster and Harse, it's Mediapolis and ADM on their feet in a tied match with 30 seconds to go in the second period. That's 138 pounds, Class 2A consolation semifinal.
4 seconds to count in the opening period, and Garrett Jay will go to the second period with no score against Zach Bruns of North Fayette Valley.
30 seconds left, second period at 145. Tanner Mertz from Red Oak up 4-2 on Adam Benzing from Walk-On, and he has got a double chicken wing locked up. He's got 3 back points and gets the pin.
Wow.
So Tanner Mertz from Red Oak will go for third place points at 145 pounds.
He gets it in style.
Yeah, that was a pretty good pin there. That kid from Walk-On is no slouch. He's a senior. We saw him up at the Dome 2 years ago. He was one of the linebackers for him.
Zach Bruns of North Fayette Valley gets the escape to begin the second period. He started in the down position. Now he is out in front of Garrett Jay of Grinnell, 1-0. 30 seconds gone by, second period. Jay now arm wrestling with Bruns, center of the mat. Jay, a 46-2 senior.
138-pounder Mason Buster from Mediapolis will start the third period in a tied situation in the down position. He's covered by Trevor Harse from ADM. Harse breaks him down. Harse works the deep waist on the right side, bars the arm on the left. Buster pushes his elbows up, gets to his base, and now it's a crossbody right there by Harse. Buster tries to knee into that leg, but Harse has got it in on the left side. So Harse with crossbody right on the left side. Buster in the down position. Now tilt try in here by Harse from ADM. It's all knotted up, 2-2 with 125 to go. Now Harse going to try to lock up a cradle on Buster. Buster doesn't seem to have an answer here. On the bottom, working hard, trying to get to his base in a 2-2 tie in the 138-pound consolation semifinal.
Garrett Jay still trails by one here. 30 seconds to go, second period for Grinnell. Jay on his feet, takes a shot, nothing there. Really, these two wrestlers with only one shot just a moment ago by Bruns. Bruns went in deep for a single leg. Jay sprawled out, and that led to a stalemate. And with 17 seconds to go in the second period, we're going to have a 1-0 lead for Bruns as we final out this second period here at 152 pounds. Garrett Jay of Grinnell trailing 1-0.
He can see that, and if you're having trouble seeing, go see him at Sheraton Vision. Sheraton Vision, a proud sponsor of Southern Iowa High School Wrestling. Right now at 138 pounds, Class 2A, we've got Mason Buster in a 2-2 tie. He's trying to get loose from Trevor Harse from ADM with 49 seconds to go, and that's going to be a stalemate. A nice stand-up there by Buster, but with 42 seconds to go, he is going to go back into the down position. Also want to thank Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment and Repair Service. If you got a tree that's in the way, you think it's maybe an ice storm coming up this spring, don't want that thing to get into the power lines and cables, call Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment. They can take care of that problem for you.
They are professionals. And so, you know, you sometimes have somebody come in, cut the tree down, a bunch of debris are left around, and with Tom's, you won't even know he's been there.
Here Mason Buster is, and on the whistle restart, he busts out of there, gets the escape, and now he is ahead 3-2. All right, he's got the 3-2 lead with a couple of stalls to give. And there's the stall right there. He's backing up, and Trevor Harsh keeping the pressure on. Mason Buster going to have to bring the pressure now. And with 15 seconds to go, Buster with the one-point lead is backing up. He needs to keep the pressure on and get going, or it'll be a stall call against him.
Back to
backing up. He's going to get it done. 3-2, Mason Buster will go for third place points. He did a good job, knew where he was on the mat and in that match.
Over on the 152 contest, Garrett Jay continues to trail by one. He started this third period in the down position. Now trying to get the escape here, 53 seconds to go. He might be able to roll out of this and get the reversal. He's going to get the reversal, and Joey's going to lead here 2-1, 46 seconds to go. And he's got to try to cover here for the final 40 seconds.
Oh, that'd be,
he's taking the,
that'd be huge if he could ride him out for the next 37 seconds.
Boy, that's the longest 30-some seconds of your life for Garrett Jay. But he's got the lead here, 2-1, 30 seconds to go in the third and final period, trying to get to the third-place contest a little later on here. He breaks down his opponent, Bruns.
Just a great job there, a stand-up, and he dropped down to the
that's
ankle
that arm now.
And turned it into like a double leg. Takes him back to the mat, and with 16 seconds to go, he is riding high, but he's in control. Lemon. Now he gets a cross body right in there, and with 10 seconds to go, it looks like he's going to advance.
What a reversal there of fortunes. Jay had been, here's a rollout attempt, and as time expires, I'll tell you what.
Two more seconds, and that thing's tied up.
But Garrett Jay trailed the entire second and third period, and with 46 seconds to go in that third period, Jay had been ridden tough for the first minute 15 of it, gets a reversal, and he gets a win, and he'll be fighting for a third-place finish here at Wells Fargo Arena.
And it's Mediapolis on the mat again. It's Cole Erickson. He's up against Colton Ranney from Central Decatur Leon. We saw Cole Ranney this year, and Ranney is on the short end of this one as we go to the second period. It is 7-1, Cole Erickson. Erickson with a couple of big moves there, a five-point move and a takedown. That takes him to the second period with a six-point advantage at 160 pounds. It's Erickson from Mediapolis, Ranney from Central Decatur. Erickson on top of this one, 7-1.
Got a text coming in wishing my little big cousin good luck in the finals, cheering on Carter from college, and good luck to my good friend and SMSU recruit, Kegan Fingleson. Go get those titles. Griffin Osing, Griffin, he's been here before.
We miss Griffin here.
I do. I love Griff.
Folks, just a great wrestling family there. And see if we can get Gannon converted here next year. Be fun to see him out there on the
Cannon
mat for the Blue Demons.
He is going to be an all-state performer at tight end for the Blue Demons if that's where they keep him. He has been, has he
That's a
grown?
Good prediction. That's a good prediction. I'd like to see that. Here we got Cole Erickson on the mat. He closes out still wrestling here in the second period, leading 7-1 against Colton Ranney. And he started this position in the top on this period, and looks like he's going to ride him the whole way. He's still riding him now. He's got the deep waist in. Ranney, no answer for that. And 7-1 the score at 160 pounds. Cole Erickson from Mediapolis on top of that one. I want to thank the fine folks at Jim and Charlie's. That's Jim Van Clavern and Charlie Sinnott there at Jim and Charlie's in Albia. They're just off the northwest corner of the square in Albia, just a block north of there, right across from Albia Motors. So, hey, if you're in Albia to get groceries, maybe a run over and see Mike Gray and get a car, or vice versa. Probably be a little bit more likely you'd run over to Jim and Charlie's to get the groceries, because that's something that you need to purchase practically every day.
I'm over there every day. I love the team there, Jim and Charlie's. Two local guys, and they continue to give and give and give back to the community, and not just with their dollars, with their time. You know, that sometimes money's the easiest thing to do, but Jim and Charlie's, they are gracious.
And they're not just a grocery store. They do catering events.
Oh, my goodness.
great.
They're baked beans. Oh, my.
I like that the smoked Boston butts that
yes.
they do.
Oh.
Yeah, whenever Jim Van Claveren is cooking those Boston butts in the alley between the old Hawkeye Lumber and Jim and Charlie's, that's really not fair.
You just circle. You go in circles, drive around circles, smelled it.
It's really not
it's
fair.
Not.
The smells are free. All right. Here we've got Cole Erickson. He is now taken down by Colton Ranney. So the 7-3 margin in the third period, and now an escape by Erickson makes it 8-3. So Cole Erickson in control of his match. He's got a 5-point lead with 36 seconds to go for the Minneapolis Bulldogs. Vic Malloy also competing out there for Williamsburg. He leads 4-3 in his consolation semifinal at 170 pounds. And we're going to work our way through these 2A matches, and there won't be any breaks. We'll go straight into 1A.
Yep.
So the 1A 106-pounders will be out here as soon as the last 285-pound match gets to rolling.
Julio Sanchez of Grinnell on mat number 8 is trying to get a win here for Grinnell. He's out in front now, 4-1.
He had
the escape.
Tough sudden victory loss yesterday in his semifinal.
Jeez, you know, to go to sudden victory and lose with that much on the line, that is gut-wrenching.
Stall call against Cole Erickson makes the score 8-3 as his 160-pound consolation semifinal match ends. It'll be Erickson going for third-place points for Minneapolis in the afternoon session.
1:33 to go here for Julio Sanchez in this second period. He's got a 4-2 lead, and we've got a blood timeout down there as Sanchez of Grinnell trying to get with his teammate and go for a third-place finish for Grinnell.
Should be a pretty good match down here on mat number 5 where Seth Maitland, 195-pounder from Creston, is going up against Darren Greenfield from Sheldon, South O'Brien. And I think I'm going to root for Maitland there. I like Creston. I'd like to see them climb up that leaderboard.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had the wrestler that was injured in the team duels.
Well,
I'm sure that they wished that he was out there competing for him
really
at 170
neat thing
pounds.
That took place, Joe, and I don't know if you mentioned it while I was away. But
I did not.
When we were coming on the air, the Iowa High School Athletic Association honored the paramedics and the medics, the team that took care of that young Creston wrestler,
and they did it all the way from the Iowa State University students that were first on the mat that are in the corner of every mat. They've got Iowa State University paramedic students. They've had all that training, and they do all the work with their nylon gloves on for the blood timeouts. They were the first ones on there. They recognize them. They recognize the doctor that's here at all times. They recognize the team of paramedics all the way to the emergency room personnel, and now the folks that are in Creston taking care of him in the hospital in Creston. So and it was a standing ovation. Everybody that was in here when they were announced, they gave a standing ovation to that team that turned a tragic situation into a hopeful and an opportunity.
Well, and the entire Creston coaching staff came out there and personally shook the hands of each and every one of those people who were recognized and honored here. And boy, I'll tell you what, you find out how important they are. You don't want to, but you realize how important our first responders, our firemen, and the people who protect us are. And you hate to be in those moments, but it is a comforting to know there are such people that exist to make those moments.
So that's why we're one of the reasons why we're going to root for Creston's Seth Maitland. He's up there with a 2-2 tie as we go to the second period. At 195 pounds, it's consolation semifinal. Seth Maitland from Creston Orient Maxburg. He's up against Darren Greenfield from Sheldon, South O'Brien County. Wrestlers are on their feet now.
Julio Sanchez is out in front 5-4. Grinnell fans, 2 seconds go second period.
Seth Maitland from Creston in a 2-2 tie on his feet against Darren Greenfield. They're pummeling. A couple of 195-pounders out there trying to get inside position. Collar tie there by Greenfield for South O'Brien. Maitland from Creston puts 2-on-1, wipes it off. Now shot in there by Greenfield. Trip attempt by Maitland, and they're off the mat into the cheer squad on the adjacent mat. That was about a 16 feet outside the circle. A couple of 195-pounders. Let's just call it 400 pounds of wrestlers going at a high rate of speed.
Julio Sanchez begins this third period. He's got a 5-4 lead. He starts in the down position, being covered and ridden hard here by Trenton Wells of Central Decatur. Sanchez trying to get to his base. Now he does get to his feet, trying to stand up. But right back down on him is Wells. And now a sit-out, a switch. Boy, a quick switch and a reversal there. And Sanchez will extend his lead now 7-4 and in control here for Cornell.
And that's big to get the two-point reversal instead of just the escape. That can be really big. That's a three-point lead now. So he can give up the escape and a takedown and still win. But with 58 seconds to go, Julio Sanchez knows where he's at in this match and how much time's left. And
is that,
he'll be able to manage that.
Now, you learned me stuff over the years, buddy, but he's got his legs.
That's called a figure four on the leg.
There you go.
He's got the figure four on the leg. It's a modified crossbody ride, but you don't get off the hips. You stay right back on the hips, put the figure four on the leg, and just try to raise that leg up and get his hips down on the mat. And
where they go, you're probably going to go.
Yeah. If the hips are on the mat, you can't score.
Yep.
Yeah, it's impossible to score with your hips on the mat.
Well, see, you are learning me stuff, learning me things.
All right, we're starting the second period. Seth Maitland in the down position. He busts out there, and he cannot be held by Darren Greenfield. And quickly out, so it's a 3-2 lead for Seth Maitland.
We have a clasping of hands called on Sanchez. That'll be a point of word to Wells. So Sanchez right now has a takedown lead over Trenton Wells, Sanchez of Grinnell, Julio Sanchez.
He's got a stall call to give, so he really just needs to cut him here and run for the next 20 seconds.
15 seconds and counting.
And that's Sanchez. What he's doing. There's an ankle pick in there. That's a little bit too close for comfort for Julio Sanchez. He's not going to get called for stalling right there, but he's got 7 seconds that he needs to run. He just needs to run for the next 7 seconds, and he'll be going for third place points. And that's what he's doing. Doing a good job running. He gets the stall call against him, but with 2 seconds to go, it will end. Yep.
Well, and a great effort right into the bench, and Sanchez will go off the mat. But we'll get the win, 7-6, the win, and Sanchez will join his teammate Garrett of Grinnell in the third place contest.
Garrett J. Yeah. All right, Seth Maitland with 38 seconds to go. He's trying to advance to the third, fourth place medal match. He's on his feet, wrestling against Greenfield. That's Darren Greenfield from Sheldon. It's a 3-2 lead for Maitland. Inside position there for Maitland, and a hip toss there by Maitland, and a re-hip toss by Greenfield, and now back around, and Maitland should get the two, and he does. It's a two-point takedown in what could have been a five-point move for either wrestler. And now we're going to have an escape with 3 seconds to go. Or are they going to call it a reversal? Nope, it's an escape. So it will be 5-3 with 2 seconds to go. And really, Seth Maitland right now, his first step should be backwards with both feet. And it was. He hopped backwards. Oh, that was great. He got his toe on the line just barely. And at the whistle, he hopped back with both feet. And
that's what I think I would be doing. If I saw you come at me, Sinclair, that if you hear the chair hop, pop, because we haven't got on our feet for a while, but that is me getting away from Sinclair. That was how you get it done right there.
Hey, we're having fun bringing you these matches, folks, and we hope that you're having just as much fun hearing it as we are having fun bringing it to you. Got a great match, that Drew West kid from Highland Riverside. He went 100 wins in a row in his high school career without a loss. He is 47-1 on the season, a returning state champion. Got beat by the Thompson kid there yesterday, and his hopes for a four-time state championship and an undefeated high school career were dashed with that loss here at Wells Fargo. But he's out there for Highland of Riverside in a 1A 113-pound match against Cole Allison from St. Edmund Fort Dodge, and he quickly gets the lead with a two-point takedown, and that's at 113 pounds.
Yeah, we're rolling to 106. Went right into 1A, folks, so you want to stay right here as we roll into this. Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren's going to be taking the mat here. Mat number 5 just momentarily. We're going to have that one for you, Southeast Warren fans. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Got a text in here. You guys have done a great job all week. The Crawls checking in. Well, glad to have all of you along. We thank you so much for your kind words, and we've it has been really it has been our pleasure to and our honor to have you bring us into your lives wherever that is, all over this big world of ours. And tonight we will have the finals for you, the only radio station that will bring you every single match of the finals.
This Southeast Polk match is being brought to you by Country Propane in Milo. And we're out here on mat number 5. It's Brady Kiner. He shakes hands with his Al Burnett opponent. That's Ben Moyer. Moyer out there on the inside circle. They're on their feet. Going after it. Drew West there at Highland Riverside. He leads now by the score of 4-1. Kiner in on a single leg against Moyer from Al Burnett.
I want to thank Lathrop Construction, Dean and Michael Lathrop, who are absolutely sold out on celebrating our kids and our communities. And as hard as they work in the fields, they give back to their community. And we want to thank them for being a part of this entire wrestling broadcast and for making this possible. Dean and Michael Lathrop, Lathrop Construction, if you need something something moved or something pushed around, and they're going to take care of you.
Nice shot in there by Brady Kiner, and he's getting the takedown, and now he's going to try to work a butcher.
Oh, wow.
Brady Kiner gets the butcher worked. He's got
business.
Back points. It's going to be a, yep, there's the 5 count. It's a 3-point near fall for Brady Kiner. He's working that butcher to perfection. If he can turn that into a corkscrew, I think he's going
to
be able
to walk that over.
He just needs to turn a head around.
Yep.
He's still on to that butcher, so they haven't awarded the 3 near fall points yet. But if he gets off of that, they will give him the 3 near fall points. He's working over Moyer from Al Burnett. Moyer, 49 on the season, no slouch. He was a place winner last year at 106 pounds.
Kiner, 50 wins as a sophomore. Wow. Southeast Warren, you have got a dynamic team this year and for the future.
West from Riverside does get the fall for his 51st win, and he will be going for third place points. For those that were interested in that match, now it's an escape for Moyer. He trails 5-1. Brady Kiner on top.
Warhawk Pride, let's go, boys, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437.
Oh, Brady Kiner in there with a fireman's carry and a good sprawl by Moyer. And Moyer's able to stop the momentum on that. Kiner still in on single leg. And now Moyer's got him sprawled out, and time expires. And that was really a good move there by Brady Kiner.
Yeah.
Kind of maybe a little bit of a risky move, but with only 5 seconds left on the clock, why not?
Yeah, that's a great mat awareness, great presence of time as well to know that you can take that kind of shot right there at the end.
All right. Kiner will have his choice. He takes down to start the second period with a 5-1 lead for Southeast Polk. That's Southeast Polk, Liberty Center, Melcher, Dallas. The old Melcher Dallas Saints, they were tough back in the day. I'm sure that there's some Melcher kids that are in that wrestling room for Southeast Warren, helping that program get better and stronger.
There's a tough period.
There's a stand-up by Kiner, taken back down to the mat in kind of a single-leg trip by Moyer from Al Burnett.
And Jake Hunter-Doss is going to be coming out here in just a second as well. We'll get that match for you. So, Southeast Warren fans, you ought to have this thing locked in right here to your sports leader, KIIC. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. How about that reversal right there by Brady Kiner? Got the reversal. Now he has a 5-1 lead or 7-1 lead over Ben Moyer.
Big lead there with a 1:03 to go. And that is Kiner's match to win. He is in control of Ben Moyer from Al Burnett. Kiner just a sophomore. We're going to have fun calling him next year.
Yes, sir.
Keep that kid healthy and eligible, and he'll be up here a couple more years standing on the medals.
Got Jake Hunter-Doss getting ready to take the mat down here on mat number 4. He's going to be taking on Abbas.
That Abbas kid, he is cut. There are, you know, some kids are skinny and long. Other kids are just, they're built for that position. And that Abbas kid, he fits the bill as one of those kind of athletic type specimens.
They got on the
They have Logan Mays on.
They got Logan Mays on
Wilton
from Wilton here on the track wrestling. The program must be wrong there or something. And that is a Wilton wrestler down there wearing the gold with the belted singlet.
It'll be Mays versus Hunter-Doss.
Both only with a loss apiece. That had to come here. Two undefeated wrestlers coming into the wrestling tournament. Right at it.
All right. Trip by Brady Kiner. He gets the takedown. Now his lead is 9-1, a big 8-point lead, and that would be big for Southeast Warren on team points. By 8 or more. And
he never gave the escape there to Moyer. That was what he was wanting, is to get the escape and go right back in. And Moyer, they never gave him the escape. He got the little separation, but then you called it. Kiner went right back in and would have got the takedown.
Well, he's got 2 minutes to work. Yep. He's got 2 minutes to work.
Got a nice big lead, 7-1 lead here. Coming out.
I'll call Jaron Glosser for you, folks. He's out there. Let's hope that he is fit and ready to row. He is up against Tanner Sloan from Alburnett, and the whistle move is a Kelly by Jaron Glosser. He gets behind, and it took 6 seconds for him to get that takedown, and we've got a blood timeout. Looked like on going in there, Sloan from Alburnett might have caught a chin. They wiped that off, decided it's not serious enough to go to the corner, and Glosser will cover Sloan from Alburnett. Jaron Glosser, 54-1 senior. He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. Looks like he means business here today, folks. Minute and 35 left in this 138-pound consolation semifinal. Jaron Glosser got the chicken wing in on the right side. He runs it. Good job there. Posting the leg by Sloan from Alburnett. He's no slouch. There's a reason why he's here wrestling in the consolation semifinal. But now a half Nelson by Glosser. And Glosser has a half on the left, the chicken wing on the right, and he is working over the shoulders of Tanner Sloan from Alburnett. And we're going to call it potentially dangerous. And they stop the action.
Well, Brady Kiner gets that takedown that he was trying to get there at the end of the third period. And in the second period, he's now got a 9-1 lead, getting back points. See if he can get that shoulder.
Leave it
over
with you there. We still got a break in the action at 138.
Kiner out in front here. 9-1 for Southeast Warren. 39 seconds to go for Kiner to get his shot at the finals here in the consolation.
They start it back again, and off the whistle, Glosser gets right off the hips, goes up and puts a half Nelson in. Now he gets a chicken wing on the other side, and he's going to get him turned. There is back points for Jaron Glosser. He's got the back points. There's the five count. It's a three-point near fall for Jaron Glosser. He gets chest-to-chest and gets the three-point near fall. He leads 5-0.
Here is a reversal. Kiner got out of position. Moyer with the reversal, and he has the chin back, and he has got Kiner with back points and nearly got the fall there. Kiner able to roll out of it as time expires. And, boy, I'll tell you what looked like was a certain victory for Kiner is a narrow win here.
A big five-point move there. Takes a half a point off the board for Southeast Warren.
Wow, that was a big move. And Kiner just did everything he could to keep from getting pinned there, and survives and gets the win. He'll be wrestling for third place.
Moyer able to get off of his back for Alburnett. We'll go to the second period with Jaron Glosser's match at 138. 5-0 lead for Jaron Glosser.
Underway here in the second period. Jake Hunterdoss now leads 3-0 over Mays of Wilton.
Glosser will take the down position to start the second period. He's set. Moyer from Alburnett covers. Jaron Glosser from EBF.
Guys, I want to congratulate Coach Dallas O'Brien, 1A Coach of the Year. And this is the third straight year that we have had a Southern Iowa wrestling coach, Coach of the Year. 2 years ago, it was Coach Dave Winger for Class 2A. Last year, Coach Little for Amityville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 1A. And again, another Southern Iowa Coach O'Brien, the 1A Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Coach O'Brien. Congratulations to the Warhawks and their outstanding program.
Jaron Glosser gets the escape and the takedown in the second period. He leads now by the score of 8-0. And just underway, it's going to be Nathan Fritz. He is the Iowa Bankers Association Student Athlete Achievement Award in Wrestling recipient this year, and he's on the mat for the Sigourney Kyoto.
Hunterdoss down here now. He's tied up 3-3 with 50 seconds left to go in the second period.
Jaron Glosser working a chicken wing near the edge of the mat, and he pulls him back on the mat and gets the shoulders past parallel. And
Come
are
on,
they going to give him the back points?
There it is.
There's the back points are being awarded. He gets the back points, three of them. It is a 11-0 lead for Jaron Glosser
as
they're at the edge of the mat.
For him, he's come out here. He's just absolutely wrestled outstanding here. You know, it's a great young man. Tough loss for him last night. So happy for the way he's performing right here. A big lead here for Glosser, 11-0. Second period, 46 seconds to go.
Well, that's the Jaron Glosser that we know and love and remember. He's out there with a big 11-point lead at 138 pounds. He's covering Moyer from Alburnett. Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto. He's in a scoreless tie down there against Brad Kirkhoff from Audubon. Jaron Glosser still covering with the 11-point lead. 30 seconds left in the second period. Glosser trying to tilt. Can't get that to work, so he gets back onto the hips, tries a deep waist ride. 3-3, the score on Hunter Doss's match as that one goes into the third period. Hunter Doss will take the neutral position. It's 3-3. That's a 1 point for Wilton. 4-3 now. Hunter Doss trailing. Jaron Glosser will go to the third period with an 11-0 lead for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Nathan Fritz, 30 seconds left in the first period of his match. That is a 0-0 matchup at 145. And then, cat quick, just as I say that, Brad Kirkhoff in on an ankle. Gets behind and gets the 2 point takedown. It's Kirkhoff 2 for Audubon, Fritz 0, 15 seconds left, first period there, 145 pounds. Start the third period. It'll be Jaron Glosser at 138 pounds. He's covering Moyer from Alburnett. Moyer from Alburnett has not had an answer for Jaron Glosser. Glosser works a bar arm on the left side. He's got the half on the right. Good job there by Moyer, posts his leg. Glosser can't get that to work. Glosser has the control and a 13-0 lead now. A 13-0 lead for Jaron Glosser. He's got a crossbody ride in there. Moyer in inside position. Glosser is covering. Hunter Doss gets a takedown at 132 pounds now, folks. With 1 minute to go, Jake Hunter Doss takes a 1 point lead in his 132 pound consolation semifinal. It's all Southern Iowa right here now. It's Sigourney 2-1 trailing. Hunter Doss from Southeast Warren leading 5-4 at 132, and all EBF. Jaron Glosser, 13-0 at 138.
Jaron Glosser's contest brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work, Double D Repair, and Bluff Creek Archery.
Hunter Doss trying to put a cradle in here as they go out of bounds. 30 seconds left to go. He's going to lead 5-4.
Here's a deep shot by Fritz for Singer to Kyoto. In on a single leg, leads to a double leg. Can he elevate? And he does. Stands up, brings his opponent down, but loses him. And then his opponent grabs his back leg, and Kirkhoff is going to have to give that up eventually. If he keeps working around the corner, Fritz is going to get the takedown.
Well,
here.
It's at the edge of the mat, and Kirkhoff knows where the edge of the mat is, and he hips over into the edge of the mat, and he is going to be able to get off the mat here, it looks like, without getting scored on.
Fritz is fighting back, and you're right. Daggone it. He took a great shot there. Fritz, as he brought Kirkhoff off the ground, as they went to the mat, kind of slid off, and that did not bode well for Fritz. He's out front, or trails here 2-1.
Time's going to expire here, and Hunter Doss is going to get the victory with a 5-4 win over his Wilton opponent.
That is
Logan
huge
Mays.
Right there for a back-to-back wins here for Southeast Warren. They're fighting for a third-place finish, top three for
Jacob for Hoke from Southeast Warren is taking the mat against Joey Schwem from Belle Plaine, and Hoke quickly in on a single leg. Gets around behind and takes the early lead, 2-0 at 160 pounds. We're back to action at 138, folks. Jaron Glosser with a 13-0 lead. Long pause there for blood timeout on Moyer from Alburnett. Glosser covering his opponent Moyer from Alburnett. Moyer has had no answer for Glosser. He trails by 13 with 45 seconds to go. Glosser in with a arm stretched out, head in the hole on the left-hand side. Glosser, deep waist on the right side, head in the hole on the left. Now Glosser peels that thing back up, tries to get a chicken wing in on the left-hand side. Back to his base, it's Moyer.
Over here to Fritz. Nathan Fritz with a takedown and a quick release. And now he's out in front 3-3. And right back in on it again. Nathan Fritz, his time expires in the second period with another takedown. And, gentlemen, he takes a 5-3 lead here over Brad Kirkhoff.
Time's going to expire here. Jacob Hoke, first period, he leads 2-1. His opponent, Joey Schween from Belle Plaine, gets an escape right at the end of the first period there.
Jaron Glosser with a 13-0 lead. Is getting reversed. Ed is a 13-2 lead now, and Jaron Glosser has an 11-point margin with 8 seconds to go. And Moyer showing some fight in there, but it's going to be too little too late for Moyer. Jaron Glosser advances 13-2 into the consolation final.
Nathan Fritz over here for us here in Kyoto, out in front 5-3. This contest brought to you by Quality Ag and Sinclair Tire. And right now it is Nathan Fritz with two takedowns in the final 30 seconds of that second period with a 5-3 lead here. Kirkhoff starts in the down position, and Fritz is doing a great job of covering here 30 seconds into this third and final period.
Yeah, minute 23 to go here in the second period, and Hoke's got a 4-1 lead now, and he's going to let his opponent, Joey Schween, up here get the escape. It's going to be 4-2 with a minute 19 to go in the second period.
You just heard Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont stand out. Jaron Glosser get the win over Albernette. That was the Sloan kid from Albernette that he dominated. That Sloan only scored in the last 10 seconds of the match. 13-2 the final in that one. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont going to get third place points out of Jaron Glosser with a win tonight. Win this afternoon.
Well, right now, Fritz has been riding real tough here. As 50 seconds into this third and final period, he's leading Brad Kirkhoff at Audubon. Fritz got two takedowns in the final 30 seconds of that second period, and he's holding on here at under a minute to go. He's got a takedown lead over Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon. Let's go back over to the Southeast Warren wrestler, Hoke.
Yeah, 48 seconds left to go here in the second period. Hoke still leads 4-2, and he's got his opponent in a front headlock here, trying to catch him in a cow catcher. Schween from Belle Plaine doing a good job of fighting it off. Now Hoke trying to spin around behind, gets a little shucked by there, elevates, takes his opponent back down to the mat, and that's another takedown. He now leads 6-2, 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Well, Nathan Fritz finally gives up the escape to Brad Kirkhoff. 30 seconds to go here in the third and final period. It is Fritz leading by one here. Final 30 seconds for a chance to wrestle for third place finish here at the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. It is Nathan Fritz of Sigourney, Kyoto. Here's a deep single leg by Kirkhoff.
Fritz got to jump off the mat. Fritz is trying to flee the mat.
Edge of the mat, but Kirkhoff is pulling back in 8 seconds. Seven, they'll go off the edge of the mat.
They do not give him the takedown, but it should be.
He did not grab that. No takedown.
Ooh, there are 3 seconds left, and Nathan Fritz narrowly escaped in a great match being brought to you by Kaiser Soil Service and Agency. Kaiser Soil Service for all your agronomy needs. 3 seconds to go. The controversy is on the mat right now, though.
Well, there's a what's the gentleman here in the black doing on the
mat? That is a coach, I believe.
Well, he's right in the middle of the mat. 5 seconds, 4, 3.
Fritz wins.
Wow, Fritz is going to get the win here, and there's a stall call, but he had one to give, and Fritz gets the win. Boy, as he went off the mat with the 5 seconds to go, Kirkhoff had the leg of Fritz right at the edge of the mat, was pulling back in. Fritz backed up, and as he went off the mat, Kirkhoff could not grab that second ankle of Fritz, and that was the difference in a win here, 5-4 for Sigourney, Kyoto's Nathan Fritz.
And once again, want to mention that Nathan Fritz, of all the wrestlers that competed this year in the Iowa High School, the whole system, Nathan Fritz was the Iowa Bankers Association Student
Huge.
Athlete Achievement Award in wrestling. So congratulations, Sigourney, Kyoto, Nathan Fritz. You'll be getting third or fourth place points for your Savage team.
Minute and 30 to go here. Hoke still leads 6-2. He's got his opponent, Schween from Belle Plaine, broken down, trying to run a chicken wing here, and he's going to get stepped over the head, and he's going to get past parallel. There's going to be some near fall points. Just going to get the two count, and Schween's going to roll on through there and get the reversal. It's now going to be 8-4 is your score.
That was a huge win for Fritz, and Bonder, I think, will wrestle a little bit later on this evening, or this afternoon, as we get to the 1A Constellations semis. Then we're going to get to the 1A Constellation medal rounds, or the 3A medal rounds, where we'll actually get all the medalists going forward. Yeah, I keep saying Sinclair Tire, don't I? What is wrong with
you? Did you and Bob go to the same high school?
Oh, no. Yeah, he actually graduated from high school.
Are you guys about the same age, though?
He's 1 year older than me. I may be the same age, but, having spent several years in high school longer than Bob.
Bobby was one of those kind of girly boys. He did the Pops Choir and the Swing Choir and all that stuff.
Well, you know, he just, doggone it, he got the good looks and athleticism and smart, and I came up short on all three, but... He was certainly got the Sinclair tractor mixed up.
He was a good wrestler, too, and he never made it to state. But I tell you what, wrestling is part of what makes him who he is. And
well, he was a rugby star at Iowa as well, and I know Wilson took on some rugby down at Auburn as well.
Yeah, Will, he did SEC rugby for the Auburn Tigers.
Got to be tough to do rugby.
I don't know if tough is the word that I would use. Football without helmets, smart do you have to be to try that?
I just said how smart Bob was, and I know Wilson's super smart, but you got to wonder.
How's Hoke doing?
Hoke's going to get taken down here with 14 seconds left to go, but he's out in front 9-6. He was in on a shot there, and it was kind of a wild shot, and Schween just powered through him and got the takedown. Now, Schween's going to let him go here with 10 seconds
That's left a four-point lead with 10 seconds to go. That's a good spot to be in.
Yep. You can afford to give up a stall or a takedown here, but try not to get yourself caught.
There's a two-point takedown for Hoke.
Time's going to expire. Hoke's going to win 12-6.
That is huge. Southeast Warren still in that hunt, finishing the top three, and they're helping their cause right there. You know, I was give me a hard time about the Sinclair tractor up here, though, buddy. I know that's what you know where you work.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we're up here doing the broadcast in the middle of day number one, and you're on the computer filling the deal. And I didn't realize how big some of that equipment is and all the things that they, all the different parts.
Yeah,
man.
lots to it, you know, there at Sinclair Tractor. And, you know, I could be sitting here doing a quote for a riding lawnmower or for a new combine. You never know.
Well, I tell you something else that there's a lot to, Jason, and I give you the credit. You supply the health care insurance at Quality Ag Service and all their employees. That is a maze to have to navigate, and the good folks at Summers Insurance, yourself and your staff, they help you navigate that maze, and it is a confusing system that hasn't gotten any better in the last couple of years.
They created navigators. Anytime you have to have a navigator to get you through something that you should purchase, you know, that tells you something. So it has gotten crazy.
Well, if you are shopping for health insurance or automobile and house insurance, give Summers Insurance a call, and not just because Jason has been working his butt up here at Wells Fargo for the last 3 days, but because they got a knowledgeable staff there. They know what they're doing.
And well,
I know you
would
give yourself credit there, Jason, but you and your staff deserve it. That's Summers Insurance.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. It is our pleasure to bring you this, and we got so much more. Don't think about going anywhere, folks. We are going to be the only station that's going to take you wall-to-wall as we continue to move along here. As we get into the medal rounds, as the 3A's will come back here in a moment, we'll get to the medal rounds, but we want to take a quick timeout, come back, and reset things. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. Why would you think about going anywhere else? Stay right here.
Hey everyone, Jessica here with Your Voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. If you are a high school senior and could use $1,000 for college, then head over to seefirstyourvoice.com to apply for our scholarship today. Individuals must meet all eligibility requirements to apply. Deadline to submit your application is April 1st. Why miss out on a chance to win free money towards your education? For more information on how to apply, head to seefirstyourvoice.com or visit any of our Seafirst locations. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.